Jehu speaks in 1 Thessalonica chapter 5. He speaks to the Israelite brothers of the coming of HaMashiach and the imminent return of Yeshua, the coming Mishpatim, the judgment of Yah, upon a wicked generation. And he said, although it may be the night season of the day, it's not going to be something that overtakes us suddenly. For we know the wicked man, he does wickedly and he does not understand. But the Siddiq man, he understands both time and judgment. Does he not? We must have the Siddiq or the righteous Torah of Yah in us to know we're righteous. Brothers and sisters, listen to me carefully. I was raised like any of you all in traditions. And I know what we were taught. If you do that, that's sin. If you do that. Well, it was a sin unto man because he had made that a sin. There's only one sin when we transgress the Torah. That's period. For we know that sin is the transgressing of the Torah. When a man takes his name in vain, when he takes the mitzvah. The mitzvah, they are the foundational stones for the Torah. For the principles of Yah. For the ordinance, for the statutes, for his government. They're all based upon the mitzvah. These commands. And the Torah, that's the instructions of Yahweh that instructs our daily lives, our companionship, our havatot, our wives, our children, every aspect, how to eat, how to be healthy, how to walk in the ruach. That's what the Torah is. That we said, I've kept your Torah. I remembered your name and your principles. So Shaul says to the Israelite brothers in 1 Thessalonica 5:1. He says, brothers, but of the time and season, Israelite brothers, you have no need that I write to you. I shouldn't even have to write this to you. For yourself know perfectly that the day of Yahweh so come as a thief in the night. To who? To us? No, some are brothers and sisters. To those that are unbelievers. To those that are foul and wicked. But to us, we know the time and the season. We discern that. He says, for when they shall say shalom and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them as travail upon a woman with child. He said, and a few shall escape. And they shall not. Not one is going to escape. But you, Israelite brothers, you, the seed of Israel, you are not in Hoshak. You're not in darkness. That the day shall overtake you as a thief. While Israel is not in darkness. We that are true Israel and work the works of Yah, we are not in darkness. So the coming of Yeshua shall not overtake us like a thief in the night season. Is that when most thieves steal? They break in houses. They pillage. They rob. Because the cover of night is hard to discern, isn't it? That's why the cover of night, my brothers and sisters, is going to be hard to discern. That's why we must obey Yahweh. We must obey the commands. We must obey, brothers and sisters. That's nothing like the virtue of obedience, because everything in us, it compels us to disobey. Everything in us has an aggressive nature not to obey. We get offended to obey what's right. We're not offended at obeying what is wrong. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. Is that what it says? We are of the night. We're not of the night, nor of the darkness. Therefore, hear carefully, let us not sleep. Let us not slumber and sleep as do others. But let us be what? Let us watch, be clear in our ruah, in our conscience, and be sober. Do not be given to the lust and the greed of this world. Do not be driven by the things that our eyes see. Do not be overtaken by these things that our minds are captivated by. Having food, raiment, therewith. Be content. We have more than food and raiment. We have clothes abundant. We all do. Shoes. I told the brothers I had 12 pairs, but I got 13 pairs of shoes. I haven't had that many pairs of shoes, and I don't know when. It's a lot of shoes. I don't ever need another pair of shoes. It's a lot of shoes. I never wear them all out. He tells us to be clear in our conscience, to be sober. For they that sleep, they sleep in the night. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night season. Deacon Biddy somewhat brought that analogy out to us with the five wise and the five foolish. When the herald of the shofar declared the coming, where there were five that were wise and they were prepared, and there were five that were foolish, because they said no to Yahweh. Yahweh commands you, you obey Him. You don't put on what Yahweh commands you. You do it now. There should be an urgency. We should be sober in our conscience and our minds. And we shall watch for our being as we watch for our brothers and our sisters. We must work the works of Yahweh. While the distress, the calamities are not upon us. We must do the works of Yahweh while we have the ability to comprehend things without many distractions. Because brothers and sisters, if it was dark in here, whereby could be felt even by your flesh, that is not comforting. It's nothing like being in a city or place, Lord, and it's dark. I'd rather be in a place when it's daytime and Lord, because I could find my way around. You're not familiar with certain of the landmarks and things like that, and it will throw you for a loop. So we must work the works of Yahweh while it is day, where our minds are not perplexed, where we are not drawn under the spirit that has perplexed the minds of this nation and this generation. Where they can't even think soberly and clearly. Where their thoughts are not even rational. Whereby their minds are bound and boggled down. Whereby their emotions take them into the deeper forms of segregation from any form of reality. The works of Yahweh. What are the works of Yahweh that we must work them while it is day? I want to read to you what the works of Yahweh, what it consists of. Hallelujah. Oh, there are attributes of the works of Yahweh, but there is only one work that Yah wants us to work. Listen, turn with me to Yochanan, in the book of Yochanan, chapter 6. It's a simple truth. We have complexed it. Yochanan chapter 6, John chapter 6, verse 28. The question asked Yeshua. Then say there to him, what shall we do? That we might work, listen, the works of Yahweh. Yeshua answered and said unto them, this is the work of Yahweh. What is it? That you believe on him whom Yahweh has sent. There's nothing else to it. Now the power of that believing on Yeshua may be expressed in healing and deliverance, but that's the work of Yahweh. We must do the works of Yahweh whereby our minds are free to worship and to bless him. We are not bound by the night season. For the night season is coming. There's a separation that is coming. That you're going to wail. You're going to wail for the comfort of Yahweh. For this is the works of Yahweh, that we just believe on Yeshua. That's not hard, is it? Hallelujah. That's not complicated, is it? Just believe on him. Just believe him for the work's sake. Just believe Yeshua. Come on, brothers and sisters. Just believe Yeshua. That's all right by me. You understand? This is the works of Yahweh. That we believe on Yeshua. And we believe that this is the living word of Yahweh. Just believe it. Well, can you prove it? No, but I just believe it. Well, how do you know? Because I believe it. Why do you believe? Because he said it. I know he said it, but why do you believe? Because he said it. Just believe on him. Just believe in him. Trust him. That's the works of Yahweh. Hallelujah. That's simple, isn't it? Our minds thought of everything, but that's the simple truth. Just believe. Come on, brothers and sisters. A child can believe on him. Hallelujah. Come on, Israel. What a blind man believed on him and he received his sight. Come on, if we believed on him, what will we receive? If a blind man believed on him and he was revived, and we believe on him, what shall we receive? If a man got up and walked in the word that he spoke unto him, what will we happen? What will happen to us? And we walk in what he speaks to us. Believe on him. That's the works of Yahweh. Just believe on Joshua. You don't have to add nothing to that. That's simple, isn't it? Is that not simple? I like simple messages. I like the simple truth. Just believe on him. What must we do to do the works of Yah? He looked at them and said, just believe on the one that he has sent. Just believe on Yahshua. They said therefore to him, what signs show you then that we may see and believe you? What works, what mitzvah do you perform? Our Ahava did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them manna from Hashemayim to eat. Then Yahshua said to them, Amen. Amen. Truly, truly, I say to you, Moshe, do you hear this? Moshe gave you not that bread. Do you hear that? He said, Moshe didn't give you that bread. Do you all hear that? But what he's saying, I didn't give you this bread. Yah sent you this bread. He said, Moshe did not give you that bread. But my Abba, Yahweh, gives you the true bread from Hashemayim. Here's the true bread. See, we eat this bread and believe on this bread and eat this bread. Then we will do the works of Yahweh. Hallelujah. What? Just believing on him. You don't have to, you don't even have the ability to believe. You have the emunah of the faith to lay hands on anyone. Just believe on him. Hallelujah. Just believe on him. That's what he wants us to do. He has given us the true bread from Hashemayim. So eat. Eat. Eat from the whole stale bread. This is whole wheat bread here. No additives. Nothing to make it rise. No leaven. No sin. No guile. Just eat the bread. The works of Yah. Just believe on him. See, he has already done the mighty works that show us the miracles that we believe on him. That's the works of Yahweh, brothers and sisters. That's the works of Yahweh, that we believe on him. Yahshua said, they said unto him, Yahshua, evermore give us this bread. And Yahshua said to them, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes on me shall never thirst. But I said to you, that you also have seen me, and believe not. You have seen me, and you don't believe. We have not seen him in the physical form, but I believe Yahweh. I shall believe, I will believe, that Yahshua is the living truth of Almighty Yahweh. All that the Abba gives me shall come to me, and him that come to me I will in no wise cast out. He say, we that are given unto Yahshua to believe on him, that we may work the works of Yahweh, we will come to him. He said, all you that come to me I will not cast you out. What an assurance. Is that all right in the night season? You need that Torah life in you. Is that all right? That's why we must work the works of Yah in the day season while the night comes not. For I came down from Hashemayim not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Abba's will that sent me, that all which he has given me, I should not lose not a one of them. That's the will of Yahweh. For Yahshua, that he should not lose one, but shall raise them up again in the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which sees the Son and believes on him may have everlasting life. What is greater than the everlasting life of Yah? Just believe on Yahshua. See, the works of Yah will be performed in us if we believe on him. But we'll have everlasting life. He said, and I will raise him up in the last days. And when they heard this, the Yahudim then murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from Hashemayim. They boast in the bread that came down with Moshe, didn't they? Not yet the bread of life, the assurance for us in the night season, that we believe on Him, we know that Yah is with us. We must believe on Yahshua, for this is the works of Yahweh. For if we desire to work the works of Yahweh, we must believe on Yahshua. You cannot have any works without believing on Yahshua. What? Well, He was sent by the Abba. He is sent by Yahweh in His name to show Israel that salvation is of Yahweh and Yahweh only. It is not of Buddha. It is not of Muhammad. It is not of Krishna. It is only of Yahweh. So the works of Yahweh. Believe on Yahshua. Because He has been sent by Almighty Yah. May His shalom rest upon you, Israel. May your love be filled tonight with simple truth. Hallelujah. There's nothing like understanding a math problem when you understand a math problem that seemed difficult. The simplicity of the math problem, when you follow the procedures, it is made easier than it. I don't care how complicated it seems, there's a process and a flow. Now, there may be different methodology to derive there, but there's a simple principle that if you follow the principles in that line, that math is very easy, and anything is very easy if you follow that. So if we believe on Him, we shall work the works of Almighty Yahweh. Isn't that simple enough? Hallelujah. I like it that way. May Yah barak you all. You are friends that are listeners that are listening. May He barak you. May He strengthen you. May He cause His light, Yahshua, to shine upon you. May enrich you all tonight. May bless you all. Be encouraged, brothers and sisters. I am. I am very encouraged. And I'm happy too. Will you fuss sometime? Well, sure I do. Tell me which one of you all don't fuss. I think there's a proper way we do all things, and we do it that way. We're in a tremendous time. We are. And that's the truth. We're in a tremendous battle, and the battle has not even intensified. That's the truth. It's nothing like getting hot water sometimes in the winter, or when it's cold, I get the brothers to bring me some hot water. And I like to simply put that water in there hot, because I like to get in the tub and sit down in that tub and get it where it's around my neck. And of course, it was insanely hot. And you could boil a chicken, just throw it in there, we'll cook it. And of course, I will put the water in the tub and pour me a bottle of alcohol. I always do that. No bones soothe them. And you put that one foot in there to get around that ankle and begin to just burn like fire. You can't get in there. So you just don't jump in that thing. You got to ease yourself down. And when the tender parts become affected by the heat, you'll jump up out of there. You understand? Oh, sure you will. And many times I've been in that, I had to jump up, get out, because it was hot. And so we haven't even gotten the hot water around the ankles yet. Them ankles, yeah, them ankles were tender. And you get on that sofa part down there, it's the thing you're sitting on back there. That's real tender. When that hot water hits that, you understand? You will move quickly. Hallelujah. And so once this fire began to rage, and it's the calling of Yahweh, because we have rejected the truth, we do not walk in it. You have nothing. You remember that name and His Torah, and keep that in your life. May Yah barak you. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. I'm looking for wonderful things for Yahweh to do among His people. No, I'm not looking to build no mansions here. We got a mansion. We got riches. We got the fruit of the Ruah. I do. We have the seven Ruachim. We have the Ruah HaKodash, wisdom and understanding and the fear of Yah. So that's more valuable than all the riches of the world. You can have houses and land. It means nothing. There's one thing about the Apocrypha. It speaks much about the rich man. It is amazing because Torah speaks about the corruption of rich men and using money for usury and things like that to take advantage, like credit cards, they take advantage of people. 24% is insane. It's wicked. You can never pay the bill. And then even the Quran, the Muslim text, They said that every man that charged usury, he's a wicked man in hell. He's going to lift his eyes. And so it is a vile thing. It is not of Yahweh. We should not even put our monies to the usury trying to make money. We should not do it. I'm not going to try to put the little change we got to no CDs or nothing. We're going to spend it on what we need. We spend it, it's spent. Period. That's it. It's an abomination. Why? Because you don't trust Yahweh. You land up your own little thing, trying to amass your own wealth. And it is only Yahweh that gives us power to get wealth and health. No one else. Not Boaz or Bank of America. But Yahweh. He's a banker. He doesn't charge any usury. Hallelujah. He gives us life. And say, just take that talent of life and use it for me. May Yah bless you. In all things we baruch you tonight, Yah. Strengthen your people, I pray. And give encouragement to the left. We ask all things in Yahshua's mighty name. Bless those that listen and join with us tonight. Strengthen them all, I pray. Bless the broadcast that the hearers may receive tonight and be blessed. In Yahshua's mighty name, we baruch you. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.